Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
In my opinion, AJ Styles.
Paul Heyman seems a little confused. They're chanting, "She said yes." Somebody in the WWE universe just proposed.
Hey, just so you know, she only said yes because she's never been up close to a beast like Brock Lesnar. Just so you know, interrupting my promo is like stepping into the ring with Brock Lesnar. You ain't got a chance.
This is David Crockett, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for November 18th. Holidays today, it's National Adoption Day and Occult Day. Pain Clinic brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. I smell the donuts in the studio here. Yum, 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 yum. Thank goodness for long commercial breaks. All right, join us December 2nd for UFC 218 at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road. We will be there 10 p.m. Start time for the pay-per-view. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's December 2nd. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 218. And I think that's 2 weeks from today. I'm pretty sure. Because this Thanksgiving's this week. We have another weekend. And then, yes. So definitely. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderby, recruitment at gmail.com and join a Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I am the Cash Man. I am joined by the boy who grew up on the show, Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And behind the man behind the Twitter, the texter, and the mission control seat, it's DC Dan Cole this morning. Good morning, DC.
Good morning.
All right. Now we got the sexy voice.
We're 19.
Yes, we're 19. This is our 19th birthday, man. This is the show, you know.
I had something pop up from 5 years ago on our 14th anniversary.
Was the 14th one where we had the cake?
Yes.
Yes. It's like, so we're, the show just.
I was trying to get another cake. That did not work out.
Oh, yeah. That was a good cake. We had it at the pay-per-view. We celebrated it at Salvatore's at the Garage Door.
We did.
Remember that very well, guys. It's our birthday, so call us up with your best 19th birthday wishes. 222-1280, star 1280.
Bring us down some Canadian beer.
Yeah, we're of age now, 19. The show, you know, we've nurtured it quite a long time, but now it's 19 years old, and it was thirsting for some of that Canadian brew. So Niagara Falls, we're going to go to as soon as we get off the air. But welcome
hot
to
tub
the
of love.
Can we get some Canadian bacon to go with the Canadian
beer?
Oh,
yes, yeah. Yes.
Or we could just get ham.
Yeah, or we can get the Vicodin over the counter, too. So there's only certain things you can get up there in Canada, and there's is it Vicodin over the counter?
No, it's the other stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hydrocodone? No.
No, that's Vicodin.
Oh, okay. I have no idea. Canadians call
it's
us.
Stuff I can't remember. I can't take it, though, because I get sick.
Tylenol 3 with codeine.
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, welcome to the show. We're going to talk pro wrestling. We've got a huge weekend this weekend. Not only the pay-per-view where the only time this year that you'll see Raw superstars versus SmackDown superstars in the ring.
Minus the last Raw pay-per-view.
Minus anyone John Cena's going to be on because he's a floater, right? You know, he could be considered either
that's
brand.
That's not nice.
But that's this weekend. But before that, we have NXT TakeOver War Games tonight in Houston. Is it Houston? No, it's in San Antonio. John Michaelsville. That's why I think he's good there.
They're in Houston.
I'm sorry.
They're in San Antonio last night.
That's right. Last night was San Antonio. So that's going to be going on tonight. We're going to go through the cards and talk about that and everything. But we're going to talk about some other issues as we go towards it. And I guess the first one is, how sick are we of that statement? The only time you're going to see Raw superstars. I mean, when they work it into every promo on the show.
What about the Royal Rumble?
Yeah. That's a special thing. They don't want to let them know about that.
Are they going to have separate Royal Rumble matches now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they have 30 guys from each side?
I don't think so.
It would be better than half the matches they put on.
True.
Mojo Rawley can finally win that title shot.
Let's have two Royal Rumbles, one that we know Roman Reigns is going to win, and then one where we can put in somebody we'd actually like to see win.
Both of which Daniel stacked the odds when we...
Yeah,
when we did I win last year?
No, you did
no,
not.
No, I did not.
That's because of the backlash from the year before. And there was a dog bite. And all sorts
we
of
know that
out.
Those 30 balls were weighted at the bottom of the container.
They were frozen.
They had little magnets, so they held to the bottom of the container.
The 85 NBA draft.
Yeah, we're kind of griping about fantasy wrestling. We do like this deal where on Royal Rumble you pull balls out of a thing that and
for
has
entertainment purposes
yeah,
only.
Yeah, they have numbers on them, and the number who and we all have to make a donation, and whoever number wins the Royal Rumble gets the entire donation back. So from everybody, so it's a lot of fun, and we find ways to bet on things that are already predetermined.
Okay. It's called a problem.
Winning one is very lucky.
Yes.
Pulling the same
winning
numbers.
Two in the same night
in yeah. the same night
in the
is,
same night
is
with the same
is
numbers.
Quite something yes. quite
with
something.
The same number 30.
How do you pull 29 and 30 in both of them?
Yeah,
magic.
It is magic. So nevertheless, we did see Danny get to run and jump in the snow because that was our contesting.
That was a fun night.
Yeah, that was interesting.
You got to see me jump in the snow. You got to see the Mark get bitten by a dog.
Yeah,
it was good times.
I tell you, the Royal Rumble is always something special. So definitely, that's coming up in just 2 months. So don't forget that. But we have
actually, if you look at their pay-per-view schedule, they've got one SmackDown, one before Royal Rumble. And then they've got a Raw and SmackDown. They cut it down. It's not going to be two a month coming up. There's going to be one in February, one in March, and then WrestleMania. So
they did that last year too. They cut them down. They only had one between Royal Rumble
I'm
and WrestleMania.
Because I don't want to watch every Sunday night a different pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, it's
event.
Been every couple weeks. It's been like that this whole half year. You know, it's like so. Hey, but you know what? Maybe it's too much. I don't know. They don't need to do that much. I mean, obviously, if they're cutting back, maybe they cut back the whole year. But this weekend is Survivor Series, and I mean, have you bought into the hype? Is there anything that makes you really want to see this?
Well, the card's completely different than 2 weeks ago when we talked about it.
That's true. We're going to get
and
better matches.
Better.
We're going to get better matches, you know.
Yeah.
I'm
hoping they let AJ Brock be what AJ Brock can be. I'm hoping they realize to hitch their cart to the AJ wagon and let him do his stuff and not just have him get killed.
Yeah.
So Roman Reigns can look stronger at a later point.
That, yeah, but also it will create more of a heat between AJ and Jinder because Jinder now has nothing to do.
So, I'm sure we'll see him.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. He's, I'm sure they'll have a rematch soon for that title.
I don't think he's getting that title back, though, before their India tour of one day.
They canceled the other show.
Well, he's already gone and done all the press for it, anyways, about a month ago. So it's like, who knows? But hey, 222-1280 Star Toy is a number. You can text us at that number too if you're shy. We'll read your text if they're funny, entertaining. But Survivor Series is like one of the oldest pay per views in the WWE. It's one of the ones they wanted to get rid of it and what the uproar went about that.
And it's one of the big four.
Well, we always joked about it because it truly used to be, the five on fives all night. And now it's, we get
random
two.
Teams, too. Those were the best ones.
Yeah. We get two now, except for Dink and all the doinks and whatever, when they had the.
When they had Jerry Lawler in the.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sleazy, wheezy, queasy.
Yeah. You got some guys to work on a pay per view, but it was, that some of that stuff. And maybe that's why it kind of got old, but, but just
did
the.
They
name.
Only get paid half rate.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
They might have, you know, who knows, but that's that's crazy. Wow. Yeah, you're, what are you reading from Jerry's joke book there?
Yeah. Puppies.
Puppies. Woohoo. So, well, let's talk about some news before we maybe get deeper into that. But this past week, it was a sad, and we were saddened to learn that James Ellsworth was released on Wednesday.
Really? Saddened?
Well, some people were. Someone was saddened. I mean, all the wrestling.
James Ellsworth was sad.
Yeah. All the stars came
end
out.
End of list.
Oh, you see, like, all the tweets from all the stars saying what a great guy he was, and, you know.
Oh, yeah. He took full advantage of the opportunity given to him, and he was very humble about it. If you heard him on, like, Jericho's podcast or anything like that, he was very thankful for the opportunity. But the writing was on the wall when you got beat up by the entire women's
yeah,
division.
Yeah, that's I figured that was
and
it.
And then super kicked by the person who had you on a dog leash for the 6 weeks before.
Yeah, and then and you notice how when she was out there, she had the money in the bank in her hands the whole time. He wasn't carrying it anymore.
And he still had the best tweet that week. You mean Carmella and Ben Cass have been together this whole time? What was I doing?
Yeah, well, that, you know, reality. But nevertheless, James Ellsworth is done. No more, you know, no chin music. And I guess I saw Dolph Ziggler posted on Twitter that he now can get his finisher back. But the interesting thing is that they actually had plans for Ellsworth. But what it basically says is. There was some interesting news involving him, plans that was supposed to come up. He was stated that Ellsworth was being set up to challenge Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Live Women's Championship at WrestleMania 34. Apparently, these plans came directly from Vince himself. This would,
of course they did.
This would kickstart with Ellsworth announcing that he would be transitioning into a woman so that he would be eligible to challenge for the title. Also, that these plans were up until late August, and Ellsworth was originally supposed to keep the Money in the Bank briefcase that he took down for Carmella in the first ever Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. So maybe it's good to all of us that this didn't happen. You know, it will happen. That's going
to
that's
it would have never made it to TV.
Well, I don't know. See, you see, it was already suggested. So that means we're going to see it sometime from somebody.
And the backlash with the.
It's going to be Breeze, isn't it? To Tyler Breeze.
He's already been doing it.
I know. It's like. It's
but
be.
The backlash from their stockholders would be insane.
Well, let's not also forget that they were almost going to pitch an incest angle, so.
It's also very true.
There's, you know, and it's just been a lot of news about some of the bad posting.
Vince is getting senile in his old age.
Well, we go to break on that. You can give us a call, 222-1280 Star Trek. We're going to go out to our Cub reporter. Out in the field today, we're having a turkey drop for the station right now, and Les Nessman is out there covering it for us right now. Les, you there, buddy?
It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving from
WHTK.
What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plumbing to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Third. There's no parachutes yet. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible.
They're running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
If you won't make the damn announcement, I will. The fifth member of Team Raw is me.
Oh, my God. What?
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart. You're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and you. And a little fun there going into break with Les Nessman. Calling the turkey drop on WKRP, the old TV show. Definitely check it out. It's one of those funny episodes, you know. People in the radio business kind of mark out for it, maybe. But welcome back to the show. I want you to know.
You lost an entire generation or two.
Yeah. It's a funny show, okay? It still
remember,
holds
Cash,
up.
We're only 19.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I want to let you know that we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. 2 weeks from today, we'll be at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 218. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's December 2nd at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. UFC 218. We are back into the swing of things. And we do have the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, which is pretty cool. One of my favorite holidays of the year. Danny?
Well, I like it, too, because it always coincides with my birthday every couple of years.
That's right.
That's a good time. Next year is my year.
Next year it's going to fall right in your birthday?
Right on my birthday.
All right.
Hey, we did get a texter reminding us of another very terrible angle that Vince pitched and actually ran with. Who could forget the necrophilia?
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about that this past week.
You mean that wasn't real? That didn't really happen?
Yeah, the Triple H getting into the casket. Can you just remember that scene very well?
Did Kane's opponent use that against him in his campaign?
You killed Katie Vick. And he also murdered Braun Strowman, but apparently not because now he's back.
Yeah, he lived through the crushing of the garbage can. So,
well, then Braun returned the favor and threw him through a ring.
True, in which you know, a lot of people immediately...
Did he send him back to hell?
Yeah, he went to go visit Edge.
He went to visit Edge. Because remember, Edge went to hell once, I believe.
Yes, he did. He was taken to hell.
He was. And remember these kids? Okay, I'll tell a story briefly since you brought it up. We had a house show, and these little kids are next to us, and they're like, they're little impressionable young 5-6 years old. And then one kid looks over at us, and he goes, is Edge in heaven? Because he had just been killed on TV the week before.
Yeah.
And it's like we're looking at him. It's like, yeah, he's in heaven.
Sure he is, kid. Sure he is.
Wow. That was pretty wild. But so we have survivors. So now,
the sad thing is that kid's probably like a teenager now.
Probably is, yes. You know, I mean, if we're 19, then how old could he be? You know,
that was a while ago.
Yeah, so if you're out there and you remember us asking this, then we were talking to you. So that was the first time. In fact, another thing I remember that show is that the very first show we saw Our Truth show up back in WWE after
What's
he
Up.
Yep, and he came out singing
Rodney
What's Up.
The Truth.
That's right. He came out singing What's Up, and that's the first time we ever heard that song. Actually, it's not the first time, but he had debuted it when he was with TNA, but then he brought it with him as his intro, and it was like, ugh. And we have to listen to that every time he comes out now, so yay. No, but if you were there, it was a pretty cool show. It's a fun house show, that's for sure. Honestly, are we looking more forward to the NXT tonight than we are tomorrow to Survivor Series?
I was until the revelation that the War Games cage didn't have a top came out.
When did that come out? Because that's one of the
Triple
things.
Triple H's conference call this week.
Ugh.
No top on it. Still two rings, but that just means someone's going to jump off the top of it. Looking at you, Adam Cole.
Yeah, Adam Cole got busted.
Or Eric Young.
Adam Cole got busted up the other night. You see
that? Yeah. I'm not going to say that it makes it easier for him to possibly bleed in a War Games match, but it makes it easier for him to possibly bleed in a War Games match.
Yeah, because, you know, just re-aggravate that cut open he got in San Antonio, I think, or I can't remember which. They did three shows this week.
It was the first show. I think it was Thursday night. San Antonio was last night.
Yeah, so cool. Well, now, what do you guys think? 2-2-2-1280, star 1280. You're looking forward to that more than possibly Survivor. Survivor Series is starting early, too. I mean, look
7 o'clock.
Look at the list of matches we have there. I mean, they're going to cram all that in on one show.
They still might cram another match into the pre-show because they have a two-hour pre-show with one cruiserweight title match, and we know Enzo can't go more than 5 minutes.
Now, listen, we're from Rochester, and I think that maybe people are going to be possibly watching the Buffalo Bills game when that's going on the pre-show.
Hopefully there's still a reason to watch it at that point.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was thinking,
not
too.
Like last week.
Maybe my friend Senior Wiener will come running out and, you know, entertain everybody.
It'll be a little warmer.
That's the name of the guy. That's his roller derby name. The guy who was Buffalo Bills this past week, last weekend, who streaked across the, you know, he's got a sensation now. He's got T-shirts now with him in the Bills logo and all sorts of thing. And I didn't think it was him, and then until we started texting each other continuously when we saw it, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's him. And he's a referee and a skater. His name is Senior Wiener. It makes sense, doesn't it? You know, but yeah, maybe that will keep you know, that kind of keeps you in the game at the end. But yeah, hopefully. But Danger Boy, as a season Bills ticket holder,
I made the right decision in selling my tickets last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you get money for them?
Why didn't you warn me?
Well,
they were 4-0 at home at that point.
Why didn't you warn me? Cash, I don't know if you saw this. I was talking to Danger before.
Yeah.
As bad as that game was, we almost had equally a bad a pregame.
Oh, yeah?
Because we get there, and my uncle forgot the griddle to cook the shaved steak.
Oh, no.
But we improvised.
Engine block? No.
No, he had it one of those, you know how bars have the big propane heaters outdoors? He has a miniature one. We took off the top. We wrapped it in tinfoil, and we cooked the shaved steak on top of it.
Hey.
It's not stupid if it works.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, not,
if he was in the hospital today,
yeah, not it too been yes. stupid. Not too dangerous. It did not like launch like a rocket at any point, you know. But wow, that's a bummer. You know, it's like going and forgetting the tickets when you're in the parking lot, which happens on occasion too. But that was the excitement of going to see the New Orleans Saints in Buffalo last weekend. That was about the biggest excitement. That out of the people getting put through tables in the parking lot, which are always fun. Those are always fun videos of that. I like the flaming tables too. It's like
I don't know which joke to go with there.
The flaming tables.
I've had this issue for a couple of years now. My biggest issue with these idiots jumping through the tables is not that they're jumping through the tables. Whatever, you're an idiot. Do whatever you want. Why are you buying the plastic tables that don't give easily? As opposed to, I know it's harder to get the wooden tables, but they burn better, and they're easier to break. As someone who's gone through a few, they're easier to break.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the funny thing is
you don't end up landing on your head when you slip off because it's wet and you don't actually break it.
And the ones that burn turn to dust while the game's going on because they just burn and smolder out in the parking lot, you know, little piles of
and they're full of chemicals. They're just going to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know,
might be a benefit.
You know, we probably should sit out like right at the beginning of as people are driving to the parking lot and sell tables as they go by. I bet you we can make a killing. You know, price them up. You know, and
you have to get them wholesale because they do charge a decent amount for them at the stores.
We could do pre-cut ones too for the ones that you know aren't sure they're going to break it when they hit it. You know. I'll find out how the WWE does that. But, some really cool news this past week. The Bludgeon Brothers are debuting on SmackDown this Tuesday, coming up against Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley. What do you think about that?
At least they're going to get a win.
Yeah. Yeah, the nice thing is, despite what our preconceived ideas are or notions are, at least whenever they repackage a tag team, they are going to go on a winning streak. You're going to get some TV time, which I think is the most important thing for our boy. Let's get him back on there. Let's do the tag team thing for a little bit. Hopefully someone at WWE will wisen up and
who knows,
properly utilize him.
Maybe much like we talked before with the, you know, when the New Day was handed a terrible gimmick and they turned something around in it. So
I just hope that this isn't another Brodus Clay type thing. Where for the last 2 months they've touted them as this dark evil group, and then we get something
comes out and dances
totally different on Tuesday.
I guess we'll see. Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I mean, if they've spent
maybe they'll come out and then go, nope, I'm not doing that anymore, and turn around and walk away after weeks of buildup, Emma style,
style. Yeah, I'm not. I'm Emma. 222-1280 Star 12-8. By the way, if you're on Facebook, we're on Facebook Live right now. You can see Danger Boy and DC Danco. Why don't you guys give a little wave to the camera? Okay.
I don't think you want that wave.
That was a little wave.
Okay. Yeah. You can check us out. We're doing the whole show live, so definitely check it out. But we're going to go to the phones right now. 222-1280 Star 12 is the number, and you can text us to that number as well. We have Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We missed you, brother. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been listening, man. I just had an old school phone that had a back signal.
Okay. So
I had to wait, you know, until I got a better phone. It was like the olden days, like the Flintstones talking out of the muffin thing.
You got a big shell up to your ear. Okay.
Yes. But I've been listening, though. How you guys doing this morning? You ready for some Survivor Series?
We are ready for some. We're ready for the only pay-per-view that you'll see the Raw superstars take on the SmackDown superstars.
No, the Royal Rumble is going to be the same thing. Like you guys said.
I know. I have to add it in every time we talk now.
Did you know this weekend's the only time that Raw superstars and SmackDown superstars go one-on-one, or go head-to-head?
They go head-to-head. Did they really?
I'm like, y'all do need in the Royal Rumble too.
Oh yeah, and then Russell, and then other things will happen too. John Cena, you know, look what he did. He played free agent and went and wrestled on Raw. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So, well, what are you looking forward to the most this whole pay per view?
Well, you know what? I think this is going to be one of the best Survivor Series in years, with the lineup wise. I mean, you got a few matches that are still in the show. One of the matches I'm looking forward to is Miss Bliss versus the Queen, Charlotte. Both of them ladies play their characters so well. You got the Queen going against Little Miss Bliss.
Yeah, well, you might remember that they had a little feud before Miss Bliss came over to Raw.
Yes.
Yeah, and every single time Charlotte lost.
Yeah, but this is different circumstances. This is Raw versus SmackDown now, so this is going to be interesting. Like you said, the other matches were great between those two, but this is, being that it's Raw versus SmackDown, it's going to be even more better.
Let me ask you, that's almost a double negative. Do you think that... Do you think that does it matter that the SmackDown's the B show and it's always going to be the B show and there's no way you could change that moniker on it unless you name it the A show SmackDown, call it, and this only, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. You know what? Look at the ratings numbers.
You know what would matter, and this is what they should do next time. If the winner, whoever wins the Survivor Series, is to take that other person's date. So if SmackDown wins Survivor Series, they get to be on Monday nights, and Raw would be on Tuesday nights. That's what they should.
Well, they don't have to. They just got to show up. That's what they've done the last couple of weeks.
But just to make it interesting.
Aren't they playing
Aren't they
playing for home field advantage in the All-Star game?
Yeah, they're playing. That's it. They get home field advantage in the All-Star game. Actually, it'd be great if the titles were actually on the line.
Whoever wins gets the main event spot at WrestleMania. There we go.
No, but that too. But the winner gets to take the other person's spotlight. I mean, well, if Raw wins, they get to keep Monday nights. But if SmackDown wins, SmackDown gets Monday nights at Raw.
You know what? I like that, actually. I think that's more interesting than what they've been doing.
I heard a good one this week. It was...
Mm-hmm. That would be more interesting, and that would be great. But the new matches. I mean, like I said, this could be a very great Survivor Series. Baron Corbin versus The Miz, the Lone Wolf versus the Miz-a-Roz. That's gonna be another great match. Two heels going against each other.
Yeah,
We have a distinctly different definition of great.
Yeah, I don't know if great. You know what? Miz.
Yeah, maybe I should. I took that a little above the line, but that's going to be a good match.
There's potential for great all up and down the card. Most likely, we're going to get great in the Brock Lesnar AJ Styles match for a majority of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else will become great out
tag
of it.
Tag match will probably be really good.
Tag match, yeah. I think the tag match, you know, there's just so much out there that's.
Shield versus New Day could be very good.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a good match. That's going to be a good match. And the Usos versus the. Cesaro and Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yeah, tag
match. That's definitely going to be a good one. And then what about Brock Lesnar and AJ Styles? I kind of wouldn't mind seeing Jinder Mahal and the twins, you know, going over against Brock Lesnar. I kind of wouldn't mind that. But AJ, you know, he carried them whenever that thing was going around.
Yeah,
you know, he carried them for a couple of matches. So,
well, don't be surprised. So, don't be surprised if Jinder's involved in that main event match.
He's been hindered.
Yeah, Jinder will hinder what's going on. But you know, I was just thinking about something. Remember when the Shield was like really around, not like this revamped Shield?
Mm-hmm.
New Day was just starting back then, and they were trying to be heels. Remember that?
Yeah,
that was right around the time when they came out and they were doing the clap your hands. We're trying to be heels, and everyone kind of jumped on board with them and everything. And then the Shield broke up and went their own way. So we never really got to see a good, you know, because then pretty much New Day was like the it team for such a long time after that. So we're gonna get it's kind of almost like a fantasy matchup a little bit, you know?
Can you imagine how it's gonna be when you have Braun Strowman in the ring toe to toe with Bobby Roode?
I'm looking forward. That's going to be cool, actually. I think you get to see some matchups we'll never get to see again, you know, or not for a long time. Unless this is also a good tryout time, too, for the writers to see, like, who works well together, maybe, and then they'll try everybody against everybody and then shake everything up after WrestleMania and redraft each team, you know, each show.
That's going to be so cool. Yeah. Bobby Roode toe-to-toe with Braun Strowman.
I'm gonna try to watch specifically for that, because if there's a chance it may not happen. You know, I mean, they usually, there's guys, I remember Survivor Series matches where guys didn't ever got in before, until there was like two left on the opposite team, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. And then you got sick of Noah. I can never pronounce that man's right. You know, you got him. Who's going to eliminate him?
Oh, Nakamura?
Nakamura. Who's going to eliminate him? Imagine him in the ring with Braun Strowman.
Triple H is going to start the match and eliminate everybody.
Yeah, Triple H is going to rule it. You know, we haven't seen him in forever, but now he's going. Hey, Troy, man, thanks for calling, buddy. Enjoy the pay-per-view. Call us back and tell us what you thought of it next week, okay?
Okay, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Okay,
happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We got to go to break on that.
I did hear a good stipulation really quick that was thrown out. Perhaps next year they could do the winner of the match gets the top 15 positions in the Royal Rumble, and the loser of the match gets the bottom 15.
Oh, that'd be cool. It'd be nice if there was some stipulation.
There was some you know, thing that came of it.
Just got a text from Champ. Thanks, Champ. It says he's more excited for War Games than the NXT show and two rings. That's why. Well,
I was excited till I found out there was no top on the cage.
Except now he says his kids want the playset. So. Now, of course, you know, you got to get the War Games playset, you know, market it. And eventually, if it's successful, it'll be brought up to the big show. We'll get one on the big show. But we're going to go to break on that. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We'll be back right after this.
So that means one of two things. Either A, you chose Jason Jordan, your son, instead of John Cena to be on Team Raw, or John Cena was so embarrassed by your actions as team captain for Monday Night Raw that he just decided he'd rather be on SmackDown. Which one is it?
Look, Brito, I don't blame you for being mad. Heck, I'd be mad too. But you need to know something, my friend. All those things I did, they were me. I know now that I'm the Monster Abyss. And I promise you, you will never see the Monster Abyss again, ever, in professional wrestling. That's right. He turned me into a liar, a cheat. Heck, he had me hurt the only woman I ever cared about except for Janice. Grado, I know I can never make it up to you, but I think this might be a start. This, my friend, is your visa. That's right. You get to stay in the United States as long as you want, and I promise you, you're never going to see Abyss ever again. Nobody is.
Look.
Can I help you?
Which one of you is Mr. Grado?
Who's asking?
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police. You, sir? Your visa may be okay for the United States, but it is not here in Canada.
This is the Monster Abyss from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Hey, this is Eric Young. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280. WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Wow, I had a double there. I didn't even realize it. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic.
Popping those peas.
Popping peas. All right, we're back. By the way, you might have heard that Joseph Park admitted that he was Abyss on this past week's Impact show. But he gave Grado a visa. But unfortunately, they were in Canada. So the Mounted Police took Grado away. Just can't get a break, that Grado, you know? Also, I wanted to mention, too, some other TNA news. The former seven-time TNA World Tag Team Champion and Impact Wrestling veteran James Storm gave his farewell speech during this last Impact tapings in Canada. James Storm is no longer with the company. Storm's contract was running out, and the contract was repeatedly worth a lot of money, and the company could no longer afford to pay prices like that, which obviously, when all the cuts they've had in the past couple weeks, we lost the Hebners, both of them. And there's just a lot of cuts. But I will say one thing. James Storms, I saw an interview with him this past week, and Triple H told him, whenever you're ready, we'll welcome you back. And it seems to make sense now, right?
And then we can get beer money.
Possibly, or maybe, you know. I mean, beer money, you know, That's one thing about James Storm's run in TNA on Impact is I remember when they split beer money up, or when Bobby Roode was trying to win the heavyweight title, and then James Storm stumbled into it and won it.
Yeah, and then they turned Storm heel out of the whole thing.
Yeah, but then Bobby Roode smashed him over the head with a beer bottle and took the title back from him, and then Storm became the heel. It was really a really good time in Impact Wrestling. That's back when they actually are on a rated station. And their numbers were really good around that time, you know. I mean, compared to, you know, I guess in comparison to what they are nowadays or what they've been at their worst. But there was really some good storytelling in there, you know. I mean, I'm sure someday WWE will buy Impact and then sell their whole catalog of DVDs and stuff.
All those AJ Styles and Samoa Joe DVDs.
Yeah, but AJ was short hair. Yeah, remember when he had short hair? Welcome back to the show. Sorry I rambled on there, but I want to let you know that we're brought to you by Salvatore's. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. And we're going to be out at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. That's right, December 2nd for UFC 218. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Be hosted by us. Drink specials all night. Adult beverage specials, too. December 2nd at Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the Garage Door. UFC 218. We're back into it. Some other news. Gail Kim announced her retirement from TNA as well, or Impact Wrestling. They're going to have a tournament November 30th to find a new Knockouts champion. I mean, they have maybe six women in the company, too, so it can't be too big of a tournament. Some interesting news from People.com. The 10-year relationship, 9 years of those were engaged. And they were engaged between singer, actor Jennifer Hudson and WWE personality David Otunga is over. Hudson filed protective order against Otunga. And Otunga got pulled from this weekend Survivor Series pre-show group, you know, whatever they call it, panel. The panel show.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about this, and they said something like Otunga's camp is saying that she only filed the protective order because he was going to get full custody of their child because he is the main child carer because she is on her her career and everything all around the world.
Yeah.
And so...
So she took that at bat.
So she took that as an avenue to try to stop him from getting full custody. And it looks like it's going to be messy.
And then, so he's off TV, and, you know, he's off TV for a while, you know. I kind of enjoyed his work. I thought he did a good job on those pre-shows. I mean, you know, as long as it's not that guy who looks like Larry Fine from the Three Stooges, it's okay, you know.
He'll be on there. Sam Roberts.
Sam Roberts, yeah. Larry Fine. Yes. There's got to be some sort of family connection in there, you know. Hey, Mo, pick two. All right.
How about Jack Swagger?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Jack Hager, Jack Swagger, formerly of the WWE, former champion with WWE, signed with Bellator this past week. Bellator MMA, mixed martial arts, you know, same ones that Bobby Lashley fights for.
Yeah, he was a championship wrestler, and that's where they signed him out of back when he was coming out of college. So, but he's never fought MMA before, so this is going to be interesting.
He's a big guy, too. He's definitely heavyweight. He's like 6'6", I think, something like that. He's definitely will be in the heavyweight division. It's funny, they're having this big heavyweight tournament in Bellator that they're starting very soon.
There's a lot of names in that, too.
Yeah. Fedor and Roy Nelson. And I mean, even some little guys, too, like Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, it's the guys who fought like heavyweight are moving up.
Yeah, the guys light heavyweight, the guys who fought barely light heavyweight are in, like King Mo Lal, man. Yeah. He's going to be in that, too. So they're doing, but they'd like to do stuff like that. When there was Strikeforce, they had a heavyweight tournament there, too, where they had.
I wonder why Lashley didn't make it in that tournament.
I don't know. It's
he actually does well in MMA. So.
He does. Oh, yeah, he does, I think. But you know what? He doesn't have drawing power like, you know, a Fedor or some of these guys.
Fedor's terrible now.
Well, you know, I mean, he's still in the tournament, you know. He gets a fight. We get to see him fight. You know, I've heard so much about the guy for years and never saw anything except for YouTube. And finally, we get to see live fights, and he loses every single one of them. He lost to, what's his name? He lost to a bunch of guys, you know, a bunch of... I don't know, just tons of people. Henderson.
Dan Henderson.
Yeah, he lost to Dan Henderson.
He lose to Verdum too?
Yeah, he lost to Verdum too. So it's like, yeah. But you know, he beat Mir though his last fight, and I didn't get to see it though. But so we got Jake Hager, who Jack Swagger, you might know him as, is going to be showing up in Bellator, which is pretty cool. I mean, obviously, there's an avenue for someone who's a talented amateur athlete like he was in wrestling, and he was a national champion, right? I think he was
he was an All-American.
All-American, that's what it was, yeah. And he was, of course, recruited by JR.
He was the All-American.
The All-American American. That's right. We the people. You'll never forget that from this guy. WWE officials are moving forward plans for Hideo Itami's call-up to the main roster for, unfortunately, and this is the worst part of the sentence, WWE 205 Live in the cruiserweight division. There's notes going around that his call-up is expected to happen very soon. Now, that's a good thing. I mean, I like Itami, but you don't want to restrict him to cruiserweights, do you?
I think it's with his injury history and everything, they've just kind of pigeonholed him at this point and are trying to get some of their investment because he's still signed for a little while. And he was a big, huge signing when he came over. But
well, there was guys for a while saying that they were going to cut him, too, because he was making too much money and being on the – and he was down in the minors, you know? He was down.
Yeah, and there was talk he was going to go back to Japan and all that stuff. So at least they're doing something with him. He hasn't been at NXT in a while since him and Ono had that that fight. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I'm sure he'll get the big come in and get to, like, kick – actually, he'll probably get to put Enzo to sleep with the go-to-sleep.
Oh, sure. They would definitely want to use that on.
That would make everybody happy.
And for the people who don't know, both Daniel Bryan and CM Punk took their finishers from this guy.
Yeah, definitely. And it's
he was still in Japan.
By the way, I saw some great news from Daniel Bryan this past week. He said that there's an 85% chance he's going to be wrestling again. He said there's a 15% chance it's going to happen in the WWE.
Did you see the whole thing about why he his brain scans have been coming back as someone who just played college football but wasn't, like, hit that hard and stuff. And he's been doing, like, this hyperbolic time chamber,
Yes, time chamber.
Dragon Ball Z-ing it.
No, he's
doing that training in before he faces off against
that hot tub time machine, yeah.
And apparently in, like, he said, like, 85 more treatments or something like that, and apparently that's not that much. His brain will be back to, like, someone who never even played high school sports. Is what they're thinking. So he's like, if there's any chance it's going to hurt me in the future or they tell me I can't do it, I'm going to stop. But at this point, he said it's all systems go. And if he doesn't get cleared by WWE come next September, he was going to be working the indies.
Yeah, he's going to. And I'm guessing there's a lot of open arm people welcoming him back. Like smaller major companies, Ring of Honor would definitely have him back in a second. New Japan. It's a lot of things, you know. I mean, he could actually go back and mess around with the Bullet Club, you know. If he wanted to.
You mean the people that keep offering a spot to CM Punk?
Yeah, the ones who are offering the spot to CM Punk, certainly. Well, you know, Daniel Bryan wants to wrestle. That's his, you know, bread and butter, and that's what he loves to do. And I mean, you know, getting jumped by Kane in a dark room, kind of silly stuff. But some other news: former Money in the Bank winner Ken Anderson, you might know him as Mr. Kennedy or Mr. Anderson or whatever he went by. He's taking his entrance shtick that he made famous in WWE and is now putting his voice to use in other sports. Recently made his debut during Top Rank Boxing Show in Fresno, California. Anderson still has the pipes for the mic, and while he's lending his voice to the ring announcing, he also runs a wrestling school with fellow former WWE talent Sean Devari. And that's pretty, you know, it's nice. We wonder what happened to Mr. Anderson after the whole, or Mr. Kennedy, whatever you may call him, after he left Impact Wrestling. So, it seems only natural that he grabs a microphone and does announcing. Don't you think so, Danger Boy?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised that no one has offered him a gig until now.
Remember Spud used to sit up on the top of the Impact entranceway and he would slowly hand it down to him? Silly stuff.
I don't know if the Buffers have like a monopoly on ring announcing or something, but it's good to see that he's doing something.
We'll go to break on that if you want to give us a call. We got one more segment left. And we're on Facebook Live, by the way. If you're following us right now, you can see what Danger Boy and his Buffalo Bills cap, DC Dan Cole, are doing in the studio. I'll come in and wave at you in a second here, but we're going to go to break. You're listening to Pink Link on Fox Sports 1280.
We go on all day long. I'm J.J. Dillon, the original leader of the Four Horsemen, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Yeah, I think I'm about turning this whole show into a roller derby show just for the people who love it. No, I'm kidding. Welcome back to the show. The Cash Man, I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. And
why are you intentionally trying to draw the ire of Big Cat right now.
Well, I have a show, okay? He doesn't. Boom. Hey, welcome back to the show, 222-1280. Sorry, before we go to the call, we got a call on the line. I want to know what happened last night with Eric Eminon and JC Money. What happened?
Oh, I mean, I can tell you everything.
I want to know.
And it's good you mentioned that, because I did want to mention, we just got a texter from the person that won the tickets last week.
Oh, yeah?
They said they had a great time. They're now fans. And then he said his son, first words out of his mouth this morning was him singing along to Mike Orlando's theme music, singing Green Machine Sucks. So, I mean, when you wake up making up your own words to a guy's entrance.
Nice.
It's a good thing. But no, they put on a great show. Of course, we had JC Money and Eric Eminon in studio last week. They both wound up as the final two participants in the match last night, and Eric picked up a big win, and looks like JC Money is ready to put any animosity towards Eric aside. So I think if we have him up in studio again, it'll be way less tense than it was last week.
We won't have to get between them again, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I mean, and, you know, Eric just backed up what he was talking, you know? I mean, and I'm sure I saw some pictures you guys posted last night. Yeah.
I mean, but a lot of great matches last night. You know, Skyros against Terrell Kenneth, Gavin Glass against Jordan Falco. Good time.
All right, cool.
And Big Cat was angry you weren't there.
I'm sorry.
So you're not doing yourself any favors today, poking him in the ribs.
I'm kidding. He's a good dude, and I am too. And you know, I'll cut down on my derby talk. Nevertheless, nevertheless, we got on the phone with a Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
If you turn this into a derby show, I'm not calling in anymore.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, I have a derby show someplace else in this world, and you can find it. It's called Derby Rocks. Don't worry, this show won't turn into that.
I know you've got the Derby Rocks podcast, and I listen to it, even though I have no idea how roller derby works from time to time, just to wonder what's going on. But
hey, thanks for the advertisement. Okay,
he likes the sound of your voice.
Oh, I see. Oh,
good God,
man!
No,
Danger Boy.
Danger Boy. Good Lord.
Okay.
But I was gonna say, so I was actually calling in because I was wondering what happened last night between Eminon and JC Money, but it sounds like Dan gave me the scoop. So I guess all Eric has to fear now is a little old lady in Toledo, Ohio, who beat him up. Was that, if I remember correctly, a couple weeks ago when he called in, he said that he was afraid of a little old lady in Toledo, Ohio, who threatened to beat him up after a match or something. So nice to know his list of enemies is shrinking.
Yeah, he talked about it last week, too, when he was up here, about the little kid that freaking turned around.
Then he had a little kid punch him in the face.
Yeah, cold cock him right in the face. So it's like he has more problems with people outside the ring than in the ring right now.
But I was actually just wondering, and I missed part of the show this morning. I'm sorry, I was at work. Who's your pick to go over tonight in the War Games? Everybody's pick. I don't know if you covered it or not, but if you had to pick right now.
That's a good idea. Who's gonna go over it? Which team is going to go over?
I will take the Authors of Pain team.
Really? I like the Undisputed Era myself.
I was going to say, you have to put them over.
I was going
to
say, they're coming in like a bull in a china shop, as they say. And, you know,
my guess for MVP, though, is either going to be Adam Cole, Bebe, or Eric Young. Eric Young is going to be the one that pretty much runs that match, I bet.
Oh, I bet Eric Young. I bet you Eric Young has a lot to do with it, definitely. And Eric Young, one good guy, good, decent fellow, man. Cool. You know, I'm glad to see him get some success. He needs to be called up, too.
What's more important is, who are you picking in the AB-off?
The AB-off?
Now, listen, are you kidding? It's got to be Mr. Wrestling, you know?
Gargano's going to win that.
You could break a cinder block off that guy. Come on.
No offense. My issue with the whole thing is, why isn't Tino Sabatelli in it, too?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, he certainly...
He's rich. He doesn't have time for it.
I was going to say, he has too much money for that.
I was going to say, you could play the xylophone on his abs. You know, no, going down. You know, he's definitely... Yeah, there's some guys, you know. But, you know, I think it's going to be make more out of this between these two guys. So it's just probably just a start, I'm hoping. Because, I mean, Shawn Michaels, you know... I got to think that he's down there training these kids now. He probably wants to get in the ring with them really bad.
I'm still really holding out hope. I know it's a long shot, but nothing would please me more.
Ciampa come back?
I mean, that would be great.
That would be awesome.
But
I don't think it's going to happen. He's way too hurt because he had two surgeries, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still probably a ways off. But with all the talk about Raw versus SmackDown, I would love nothing more than to see some NXT interference.
Oh, that would be, you know, that...
Especially with Triple H now being in the match.
Yeah, I always would think that they could have an NXT team too. You think about it, you know. I mean, they probably don't want to, you know. Vince probably doesn't want to either want to put the kids on the TV.
Well, because Vince doesn't know what people really want. Vince only knows what Vince wants.
Yes, and he wants Ellsworth to be transitioning into a woman. That's his gimmick.
And he wants another Roman Reigns Royal Rumble win and WrestleMania main event.
Yeah, where we all can boo him again, you know, and just like, you know, fall asleep in the last match that's at the fifth or sixth hour of the pay-per-view, you know?
Because, well, we're also going to be exhausted, hopefully, from an AJ Styles Nakamura title match that'll be earlier in the card.
Oh, my God.
That will destroy the card and just make everyone happy, and nobody's going to give a crap by the time the main event rolls around.
And if that's...
Not going to lie, I'd want that match to open.
Yeah.
So I don't have to watch the rest of the pay-per-view.
Hey, anything else, Scott?
It's interesting to see the Bullet Club's latest member. Did you guys talk about that at all?
No, who's the
latest? Even Amel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he wrestled. I saw that.
He did an indie taker, which was impressive.
Yeah, yeah. He's friends with Cody, and Cody put him on his TV show. So, hey, well, you know what? Scott, we probably get more into it next week. Give us a call, and we'll get some reactions to Survivor Series next week. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Sounds like a plan. Talk to you later.
All right. We're going to get out of here. We're done for the week. Thank you guys for coming. Yeah, it did fly by, didn't it? Thanks for coming. You can listen to any of our old shows on thepainclinic.net. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. We have an Instagram page. We are on Facebook Live right now, and it's about to stop here in a second. But we thank you for following that. We're going to try to do that every week. And maybe
next week is going in with you.
Next week we're going to have, maybe I'll get Brian's kids to come around and just go around and like just show pictures of everybody walking around. That'd be pretty cool. But we got to get out of here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you right after a very, hopefully, a wonderful Thanksgiving for everybody. We'll see you next week.
Hello, beautiful.